everybody. Hello, everyone, and welcome. I don't know what happened to the intro. We're just going to let it be. Maybe I cut it out. Who cares?
No, we're all good. Let's go.
Here we are. Oh, I pressed the wrong one. I pressed the end instead of the new intro. Here I am. Anyway, hello, everyone. Welcome back to Silent Podcast, where we're anything but silent. Today, we're going to be covering Never Have I Ever. Season 4, episodes 4 and 5. That's right. We're back. Your problematic faves are on their problematic schedule. But this time it was my bad. So I'll take ownership, I guess. But either way, we're here. I'm your host, Sasha Joseph, joined by my co-host, Chappelle. Welcome to a ridiculous 2 episodes.
This is going to be an interesting conversation, Sasha, but I'm happy to be back. I'm glad your tooth is feeling better. You know,
yes,
you got your whole situation going. but yeah, we are taking our sweet time as usual. I don't know. Maybe mentally I was stalling to talk about this because it's about to get graphic on Never Have I Ever. And I did not expect this.
And it's not needed. You know what I'm saying? Like, we are securely in our auntie and uncle bag here because the way we feel about this, it's like, how embarrassing. Because it's like we were never teenagers. That's how we are acting.
Yeah, we haven't even finished our intro and we're already complaining about having to talk about
and Davey I couldn't even finally start getting the podcast. What she deserves.
Right. Correct. We are in hell right now, y'all. Because in this episode, Davey gets what she wants. And so, yeah, but Sasha, did you see that we got some reviews?
Yes, I did. Oh my God. Thank you, everyone, first of all, for your reviews. We really appreciate it. And if you also would like to send us off on our last one with some 5-star reviews, please do so. But Chappelle, would you like to take the lead?
Of course. We got a review from user 417915, whoever you are.
And it said
5 stars. It says, yay, love this show. And I'm excited to find a podcast about it. And then we got another 5-star review that says, love you both. Love the podcast. If you don't cover sex lives of college girls, I'm suing. And so thank you, Mojopo73, for that one. Hopefully we don't have to face any litigation, Sasha. I don't know what we're
going to
do.
Oh my God. We might have to call Joe Foe to help us. I know, y'all. We've thought about it, but also our friends have covered sex lives of college girls. So that is why I think it's also a little bit like it. I don't know, y'all, if I'm being clear. But maybe can we announce it on this podcast?
Do it. Do it. It's this week. Let's talk about it.
Yeah. So, okay. The reason this maybe is ending here, not because we don't like each other. Actually, we broke up. Yeah. But we will be covering Below Deck, Down Under together. So your faves will be together, just not on this feed.
Right. So if you are a fan of us on the Never Have I Ever podcast feed, we will be talking about Below Deck on the Rob Has a Podcast Bravo feed.
Bravo TV Rehap-Ups.
Yeah, you can go to Bravo TV Rehap-Ups. Is it robhashawebsite.com/BravoTV?
Oh, slash Bravo feed, yes.
Slash Bravo feed to subscribe to that. But yeah, if you go over to the Rob Has a Podcast feed or whatever, you'll see it. Sasha and I will be talking about Below Deck. And so you won't find us here on Silent Podcast, but you will find us. And if you haven't ever watched Below Deck, neither have I. This is my first time going to watch a full season of it. Well, a second season, because I just watched this most recent season. But I'm diving in. Sasha and I are going to cover it. And so it's going to be great. Sasha's going to take me through the world of Below Deck. And I heard y'all, it's messy. So we're going to have a good time.
Yes. So your toxic faves will actually be toxic faving on the regular. We will actually be on time for once. Yeah. So we're happy about it.
Also, we'll be talking about grown people now. So
yes,
it might get more graphic.
It will. Let's be clear. Yeah. No, I'm telling you, you have not watched the episode yet, but these guests are guests. Anyway, sorry, everyone. This is not a Below Deck podcast. But the point is, we apologize. Maybe eventually we will cover Sex Lives of College Girls, but because I do think Chappelle will enjoy the show, but just not right now. I think that is not where we are. And we do apologize. Like, because I do think that is the natural progression of going into the next show. So sorry, but we won't be. No, we will be around. We're not leaving you high and dry. So with that, I think it's time We get into what we've been just not wanting to pull the bandage on is Never Have I Ever episode 4 wrecked my future. And Davey has wrecked us because it really starts with a lot of like touchy-feely making outness, and I don't appreciate it. I don't want it.
Yeah, Davey. Okay. Davey finally got what she set out to do. Season 1, episode 1, she wanted to lose her V card to a Heidi. She has accomplished her goal. She accomplished her goal with Ben. And now she's doubled back with Ethan to make it right, because the thing with Ben did not happen great, which, I mean, to honestly, Davey, we haven't really talked about it, but your first time don't be that great. This is, you know, whatever. So
unless now, you know he's a seasoned.
Right, right. You know,
that's but Ben, but we don't you know. Want to do that either, ladies.
Right, maybe right, right, right. Time. Yeah. So here we are, Davey's second time. And Davey is very prepared. I mean, she like pops the condom out like, hey, let's
okay.
go.
Okay.
Right.
I don't think I've ever in life done this. I was like, stop, Davey.
Yeah, but it's like, what did we think Davey was going to do when Davey finally got up and going? You know, like, this is, Davey is definitely the prepared person, I will say that.
That's correct. That's correct. Yeah. She is better than me.
She is going to be that person because we know Davey. She's out here looking for it. And so she got, if you were going to do this, this is the official PSA. Use protection, y'all.
Period. This is not
a joke. It's hot out here in the streets. It's hot in these streets. And then also, kids. We don't want those unless you want those, right? So
especially now when you're a kid.
Right, yeah. Now, this Davey thing, we don't condone nothing that happened in the first 5 minutes of this episode, except for the use of that condom.
You're gonna do it, but you will have a baby and die.
You will
get pregnant and die. Yeah.
But also,
I just have to say, again, I'm in my auntie bag. I don't care. But it's the opening is like her sitting on Ethan's lap and there's like a teacher watching. Are you for serious? Like, can you imagine doing that in front of a teacher? Like,
I saw the kids. I remember the kids who used to walk around with their hands in each other's back pockets.
Yes!
Like, God, get off. That maybe that again, we're the toxic ones, so we're like, get away from each other. God, live your life.
Also, you're right. Yeah, we would be like, I'm not going to claim you.
Right. Dear God,
holding hands couldn't be me. Even now, unfortunately, that's true. I can't. Okay, it is what it is. But I just don't understand, because I was once only caught like kissing someone in the hallway. And the T is that this person is kind of useless. And at that moment, I had moved to a new school in Texas, so I was like, well, this guy I find cute that everyone else also likes me. Fine, YOLO. Mm-hmm. But we just. I was lame. We were just making out. We didn't do anything. But my track coach caught me and said, I bet you it never happened again. Because my track coach, just like Davey gets the conversation, I had the conversation. And they were like, you're an honor society. You're getting straight A's. Please no to any of this.
They would not let you wreck your future. And luckily, everybody else surrounding Davey has more sense than Davey. Because nobody else in this entire episode thinks that this is a long in-game relationship. Everybody's like, Davey, girl, get over it. Like, y'all doing stuff now. Y'all having fun. But ultimately, this is not for you. Because Ethan is not a good guy.
Mm-hmm. I don't understand it. Like, I said this before. I think there's a difference between a bad boy and just, like, a bad person. Because he keeps calling women bitches. And I'm not for it. It's gross. I don't need it.
Some people go for that. I don't know. That's never been my vibe.
I don't. Have you? Do you like quote unquote bad girls, like this kind of vibe?
I do like a ratchet, but not like.
No,
a
but
bad
that's
person.
A different. No, yeah, ratchet like, is not.
Yeah, bad. like you know that show Bad Girls Club.
Yeah,
I can't. None of that.
Yeah, okay, that's a good example, because I think
none of that appeals to me.
Exactly.
Like, you can look as good as you want to look, but if I see you like kind of doing those shenanigans, I'm kind of like, I'm good, because I'm all about peace. And there's no peace when you're with a bad person or a bad, you know, when it comes to like relationship, right? Because even in these episodes, from the moment Ethan grows, right, and he starts getting attention, Davey's life has been in turmoil. We saw the car, right?
Seriously.
And now the events of this episode. So it just is a cautionary tale.
Yeah, 100%. We don't need it, okay? Like, if he's disrespecting other people, it's only time that he will disrespect you.
Mm-mm. People always think they're exempt, and they're always wrong.
You are the rule, not the exception.
Right.
Please get it together, everyone. Mm-hmm. But yes, with that, I think yada yada. John McEnroe went to do the Wordle, and we have moved on because I refused. But now that we're back from all of that, it's time. Davy's at school. She is excited because she's finally, I think, been with someone that, you know, gets it. Mm-hmm. Which I will say she deserved.
Yeah.
She deserved. Let's just say that. And Professor Warner does catch her and says, listen, let's talk. Because like we all said, a bad boy like Ethan is not going to look good on your college applications. But has no one ever been a teenager? Because the more you tell them no.
Right. Exactly. That's why I think later on, it's better to me that Davy's friends are like, yeah, you're with Ethan. And that makes sense for you. But like also, come on, get that out of your system. So let's move on, you know? You know, and I like that because they are kids in the moment, and even they are mature enough to know that have your fun. You're a teenager. If we tell you not to do this, you're gonna do it anyway. Mm-hmm. And so we might as well just like, hey, do what you're doing, but then when you're done with that, let's get your head back on straight. We got things to do.
Yeah, and I also don't like that she's like, he's gonna hold you back. Like, that's weird, because that's also still another child you're talking about. Mm-hmm. I think there's a way to just be like, be careful, make sure you're still on track with everything.
Yeah, imagine telling a kid that another kid is gonna dim their shine or dim their light.
You know, we don't want anyone stealing their spotlight. It's right, not exactly. Right, you know. Maybe there should be therapy if you feel that way. So then we also have Fabiola in the meantime also chatting with Professor Warner, which I think Professor Warner felt very taken aback by. But I don't know about you, Chappelle. For me, that felt so normal. Like, of course, my mom would be in on all of these conversations.
I don't know, because maybe Fab is like me. So I mean, you and I, we were just talking about this, honestly. I didn't tell my mom anything if I didn't have to. And so, like, if it was mandatory, she knew. Because that's what she's type of mom. If it's mandatory, she gonna know. But if it's something optional or I'm doing on the side, oh no, I to this day don't tell her anything. And
that's so funny.
So I definitely had all my meetings without my mom when it came to this kind of stuff, until my mom finally finds out that they're happening, and then she demands that she's there. So I imagine that happened with Fab too. Fabiola has probably been going through high school just doing her thing, and then she's like, oh yeah, mom, I'm gonna go meet with the counselor about college. And then the light bulb goes off that, oh, I'm the parent, I need to be at this. And I do not like the storyline at all.
I agree with you. I think it's so weird because it's giving the is it stuck in the fridge? Yeah. Right? Is that the language? Something in the fridge. But either way, it's just, it feels like we're using Fabiola to move the plot forward.
Yeah.
And I don't appreciate any of this. And why?
Yeah. And it's the storyline that they're
stuck
using
in a freezer.
Right? So, yeah. They put like on ice or something right there. Right? Yeah. Like, I don't know. But they're using Fabiola's storyline to move the plot to be like, okay, this is going to be something that Davy has to deal with at some point. Right. But at the same time, for me, it's like, but it's this particular storyline that really drives me crazy, because you see somebody like Fabiola who could go to any school she wants to go to, and her mom all of a sudden has so much interest in her. Like, no, you have to do something that you know that you don't want to do that'll piss off your friend. And honestly, I don't even think it's that far-fetched, because my mom is quick to be like, throw your friends under the bus. I just ignore
her. Yeah, 100%. My mom would be like, excuse me, you're not applying to a college because a friend is? Are you all right? Like, is that this what I raised?
Yeah, so I think that's my biggest issue, is just like, it's the Fab story, but it's like, you put Fab directly in a blender.
Yeah, and oh, it's stuffed in a fridge, by the way, everyone. Sorry, it's a phenomenon where a loved one, usually a woman, is hurt, killed, maimed, assaulted, otherwise traumatized to, you know, make sure the other character gets to move forward. And that's what this feels like almost to me, because I agree with you. I think it's actually not a competition. I think Fabiola wins 10 out of 10 times.
Yeah.
Because she's a woman of color in STEM. And, let me rephrase. She's not Asian in STEM. That is a big deal. And second thing, which I know we'll get into later, but I still want to lay the foundation, because I guess we're there. what does Davey actually want to do besides go to Princeton? What's
we don't
the
even
career
know her
goal?
Major, right? Her law, like, does she like law? We know she likes debate at some point, does
right?
She, is she gonna go major in the damn harp? We don't know.
Not a music major going to Princeton.
Dear God. Lord. First of all, if Davey majored in music, she might as well just hang it up because
I agree with you. As arts majors, we're telling. Right.
First of all, hang it up. And then as minorities, stop it.
Correct.
Stop it. You know, we look, these people did not sacrifice for us to go major in music.
Like it's no, we're old. Yeah, we're sympathizing are. With the adults.
All I'm saying is, Davey, you know that's not gonna play well. That's all I'm
correct.
Saying. Like
don't
you can't go
don't
home
be
and tell
stupid.
Nelly you majoring in harp. Stop
you
it.
Will be in you'll be your body would be stuck in R. Let's be very clear. Like you'd be recycled into a harp. Like stop.
Yeah. The point is there are better schools for music majors than an Ivy League school. You do not have to go across
go
the country
Juilliard.
And pay a you know, please do something that make that like highlights the music part. You know, if you want to
yes.
go to Princeton, just, that's the thing. We don't even know if Princeton is the school she wants to go to. As someone who has worked in college admissions, I'm telling you right now, there are so many kids who sit around and decide what school they want to go to when they're like 4 years old because of some arbitrary reason, like the track team, or they saw like, oh, I love the mascot or the colors and this, that, and other. And then they go there and they're like, oh, this isn't even the best school for my major. It's not affordable. And then they say, well, college wasn't for me. No, that college wasn't for you because you shouldn't mm-hmm. have gone there. You chose that college because you're dumb and you just thought a college and this one was cool. It's got clout, you know, and now you want to go there, which again, that's your life, but also that might have been a mistake. I really wish we did know more about Davey's like academic aspirations agreed. As opposed to I just want to go to Princeton. Because now we have Fab who is getting told by Princeton throughout this episode that this is a great school for you, and we're supposed
and
to be
and it
like,
is and it is
yeah. But as viewers, we're supposed to be like, ooh, but Fab, should you really do that to your friend? It's like,
well,
I
fuck your friend.
It.
I'm sorry. You know, I'm not even trying to be mean.
Now
it's like
now you're your mom.
Actually. But no, yeah. I think it's that, like, I would say, I think it's important that you have a conversation with your friend to say that we are on two different paths, right? Like, it's not like both of us are being like, we both want to be in robotics at Princeton, right? It's that you could almost work together. But this is a later on spoiler, but maybe it's okay. I'll just say this part. I don't think it's a mega spoiler, and y'all have watched it. So the I think the biggest issue is that allegedly only one person per school gets early admission, and yeah. I think that's the crux of the issue, which we don't understand until later. But even then, who is anyone to block someone's future? You are 17, 18-year-old max, and you're telling someone they can't for the rest of their life, right? What they're going to choose. You should change it? No.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. No.
Yeah, it's a lot. Because Fabiola does identify in this episode that Princeton ain't going to just be picking random, like 5-6 kids from this random school
yes.
in California, right? So she says it. She's like, we are in competition. We are. Immediately, the moment I say that I want to go to this school, Princeton might pick person for the school, but they have to be selective with their admissions because that's how the school is ran. And so, yeah, if they're looking for the top person, it's probably Fab. And she doesn't want to go there. And so you're really making me look at her mama crazy. You're making me feel bad for Fab. And then as a viewer who is rooting for Davey to get what Davey wants, I'm also like, but also I don't want Fabiola to get what she wants right now. And Fabiola doesn't want this. And now I'm rooting against everybody, you know? I want Fab to have what's best for Fab. And if that's Princeton, cool. But at the same time, Fabiola doesn't want Princeton. So it's, I don't know. The storyline is very complicated. But I also wish that we didn't have to go here with Fabiola because I think I have grown attached to her as a character over the season.
And I think she's really smart, right? And it's almost like we're making this like really smart, beautiful person almost falter again for the sake of Davey, right? Like it's all to move that plot forward. Versus I think it would have been really interesting to just explore her HBCU storyline and actually have her own thing, right, on the side to say like, what does Howard look like? If that's somewhere that I want to go. And then, you know, chat with her family about it as like an Afro-Latina. Let's get into that instead, right? I feel like that does her more justice. And then you can say Princeton is an option, right? Sure. And then we have the like, and actually, that's a more richer conversation of a Ivy League versus an HBCU, right? And I think that could be beautiful and like very important right now, conversation. But I don't know that Fabiola v. Davy should be the answer. It should be Princeton versus Howard.
Yeah, this season had us in hell, y'all. And so
I know. And this, I really didn't like it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why. New episodes. Yeah. Yeah.
And I will be fair. These conversations definitely happen. Parents definitely will butt their ass into somebody's business and ruin all your plans for college because they want you to go and they want you to major in a certain thing. I was just joking a second ago about, you know, as a minority, when we get sent off to college, a lot of times our parents are expecting us to go make the money, right?
You're My mom's still asking if I'm going to become a doctor. No.
Like, so you're still not going to go to law school, huh? You're just not going to do it? You know, and so I definitely see this as a moment where it's a teachable moment for sure. Like, don't force your kids to do stuff like that because they don't do well when you do that. They don't. They go and they resent you forever a lot of times. Mm-hmm. You know, they might be happy about the money, but they're not happy about the choice. And then sometimes it's just not their skill set. If they don't like it, they're going to switch majors and it's going to make things a lot harder. They will lie to you about your major. I've seen it all, y'all.
Yeah.
I was a pre-med and pre-law advisor. This is what I did daily was talk minorities out of like lying to their parents for 4 years. You know, like, so.
Agreed. Oh my god. And listen, as an Indian, let me tell you the amount of or the South Asian, like the amount of folks in my like friend circle that had to be like, how do I tell my parents I need to change my major? And a few people got cut off. So it's just there is a lot of frustration on both sides. Cause I want to say, like, I do understand why, like, parents who have struggled a lot are like, dude, like, I'm not paying all this money for you to like not make money later on basically in life, but capitalism sucks and has killed us all, basically is the problem.
Somebody got a major in art history. Hell, just don't spend all your parents' money on it. Go major at art history at a community college and then transfer, you know.
Correct. Like,
that's a whole separate podcast. Me going to be an academic advisor.
Yeah, okay, let's move on. Yeah, because I'm like, but you know, the freshman experience is important for your mental health.
Right.
Anyway, so that's like where, this like Fabiola story goes. And again, I'm not into it. Because eventually she's like, maybe we can go into episode 5 too, right? But she's stopping herself from going to visit the college. All for Davy, like, make it make sense. Like, how can you go all the way to New York and not go to college?
It's really one of those things, and it's exactly what I was just talking about. When you force your kids to do stuff, and whether it's stop dating somebody or pick a school or whatever, they will rebel. Because a lot of times they have their own ideas about what's going on. And at this age, they think that they know what's going on and what they should be able to make their own decisions. And for Fabiola, you are making her care about a school that she doesn't care about. She could go to any Ivy League school, probably. Literally any one of them, if she wanted to. If she wanted to, she could probably knock Ben out of that spot for Columbia if she wants to.
100%.
Right. She has already decided that she had a few options, including that HBCU, Howard, historically Black college university, you know, Howard. And they have a good robotics program, and she wants to talk about it. But, you know, this story is about her potentially being in the way of Davy and having to move out of the way so that Davy can do that. And whether or not she's going to struggle with that throughout, we obviously see that she does. But I wish she didn't have to.
Yeah, and not this way. Ugh. And I think that's like it for Fabiola, unfortunately, for now. So then we do have our, and we can finish the storyline off because this is my most pissed, irritated storyline ever. Like, what a stupid waste of my time. But at the Vishwakumar house, Pati is driving Kamala back from LASIK surgery, and Nalini, leaves them at home. We're having a like moment of Pati Kamala bonding, and all of a sudden Pati has to go somewhere, so Kamala wakes up with everyone's favorite psych, Len, and she overhears Len talking to a woman, and I was like, what is the reason?
Well, because let's face it, you already got this white man in your house, and so now they probably already looking at Pati like, come on, you know. Okay, fine. They're supportive of Pati Dayton, but we know how it goes. Minority households like to stay tight. And matter of fact, all races like to stay tight.
Yes, I was like, it's not
all
just
ethnicities. Yeah, all ethnicities.
We did not start racism.
Right, definitely. And that is not okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, when people come in of different backgrounds, we should be able to trust them historically.
Yeah.
It does not always happen. But in this moment, we are seeing the effects of that. The effects of, like, okay, we're trying to keep, you know, like, similarities around us. And so it does make me look at them kind of crazy, because Kamala's first instinct shouldn't be, I don't trust Lim, right? But I guess hearing the voice kind of made it, but it definitely does seem like we're trying to, like, paint a picture of him that we shouldn't trust him throughout, and that he could be trying to use Patty as if it was, like, some type of, like, gold digger or something. But Lin's old, too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like this is some new young hotness that's coming in. Like, that would have been more entertaining if she had, like, right,
then it would have been
35-year-old. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, a really hot, like a Tom Cruise type. Then yes. It would have been hilarious.
Yes.
And the audience did hear the girl, right? Yeah. So they're gaslighting Kamala and us.
Right.
Why, right? And why has... Again, this becomes Kamala's storyline. It just, again, spoiler alert, I'm sorry, but it's so frustrating. But, you know, we'll dig more into this, is my point, because we're not done yet. Mm-hmm. Kamala does let it go for a moment, because Nalini is like, listen, you were on heavy drugs. But, no, because we heard it, now we're in it too, so now we're going to fight for Patty, because we don't ever want Patty to be taken advantage of.
Yeah, and as, like, I guess this is your granny. You gotta be protective of your granny. I get it. Like, I didn't see my granny twerk on somebody before.
Oh.
On her, what? And I legit was like, I'm about to fight this man.
And my grandma
was literally just dancing, and I was like, you need to get away from my granny before I cry.
Correct.
You know, like, it's like, and so I get it. I do. But, you know, again, these are storyline choices where I'm like, I'm good on this. I could have just, it's our last season. Give me something that doesn't have me stressed out for 8 episodes.
And what happened to Kamala's storyline? Y'all just, like.
Where is Manish?
Where is Manish? He's ghost, literally. He's on that damn show. Even, spoiler alert, but not, there's a really cool Disney movie on Disney Plus, obviously, called World's Best, and Manish is in, he's the dad in there, and he's dead.
He's always a ghost.
Yeah, and he's literally a ghost in that show, but, like, it's very cool because it's not your typical Indian show, where it's just, like, nerdy Indian kid. Like, he's actually wants to be a rapper, so it's very cool. And it's actually, like, a nice movie, but my point is, like, this man was in his Disney bag, I guess, in a CBS bag that he said no to Netflix. I don't know. Okay, I'm pissed off because Kamala deserves better than just the, or tell me her work storyline. We just get, like, it's again very minuscule. So Kamala's gonna be in her Sherlock Holmes phase, and that is kind of all we get from Kamala, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In these two episodes, which is ridiculous, but it is what it is. And then let's also talk about our other side character before we get back to our mains. So we also have Nalini, very excited. The house is done, everyone. How cool. And Nalini's going to be home alone for the first time in 17 years. Beautiful.
I kind of like the Nalini storyline.
Oh, I love it. I'm in this one. Yeah.
So in the first of these two episodes, mm-hmm. she's definitely in, like, a space where all of a sudden we're seeing a lot of Andres, a lot of them.
I see you.
Okay. Mr. Ramos is everywhere. He was supposed to be fixing the stairs. Now he's patching drywall. Mm-hmm. He's redoing the garage. And they're asking Nalini, like, so how many times you gonna have this man up in here? And she's like, what do you want me to do? Let the house fall down on our heads? I gotta do these repairs. She kind of sounded like Patty in that moment, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I like that, because I'm like, there's Nalini, let loose. But in the second episode, he overhears her talking about, you know, like, I'm gonna be alone for the first time in a while.
Yeah.
He kind of hits her with the, you know, it's gonna be tough for you to deal with. Davey's going off to visit a college. What are you gonna do? And then we see, you know, the effects of being an empty nester, right? You come home, it's silent. But then it was less silent when Andres popped up for his cell phone. Sasha.
Oh, I said, it's on. Let's make it happen. I said, why'd he come at night? He did the you up text in person.
Yeah. He popped up and went directly to the phone. He knew exactly where he left it on purpose.
You can't tell me otherwise. I'm in it with you. He's not beating the allegations.
He's not. This man is on the prowl. And I don't know, Sasha. I liked the interaction because he does.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, he's like telling Melanie, like, look, being alone is hard, you know, and they kind of bond over, you know, that idea. You know, he's been alone without his daughter around when she goes off to like art camp or whatever. Yeah. But there's a moment when Melanie's like, yeah, now I can catch up on my crafts. But Mohan hated crafts. And of course, like the dirty macker he is, Mr. Yes. Ramos says, what? Who hates crafts? I love crafts. I was like, yeah, who bet he does?
He said, I'm in my Usher bag now.
Yes.
He says, yes. Steal your girl. Call me Mr. Steal Your Girl.
Right. Oh, my God.
How are you competing with a ghost? But anyway.
Look, sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
Listen, and you can't tell me otherwise because Mr. Ramos was like, let me speak your language. He's like, oh, is the silence deafening? Oh, is this bothering you? You knew why you came over.
Yes, King. It's so good. It's so good because she really wants somebody to talk to. And Melanie, I'm not letting you off the hook either, girl.
Oh, that's exactly what I was about to say. Yep.
I got my phone. I'm about to leave. Oh, wait. You don't want to talk? You don't want to talk about stuff?
Do you have anything to do?
You want to fix anything? Are you good? It's not anything you want to... I said, girl! Sasha, I really thought... I was like, come on, Melanie, let it go, man.
Melanie would never. The gods are in the bedroom.
The gods are in the bedroom.
She has to go to Davy's debaucherous room.
Let's Dear God, she did not want to go in there.
No black lights in there. But listen, I would have enjoyed a little kiss at least. Give me something. Yeah. The slow burn. Yeah.
It was good.
Listen, you know when I thought something was going to happen, like, again, we are toxic and Mr. Ramos and Melanie aren't. So when, you know, she said, okay, now that you've had food, I'm going to go get us some coffee. And she gets up and he does that little smile. Oh, I thought he was going to slap her ass or something.
Yes.
Toxic. And I was like, what is wrong with
me? We are a mess. I didn't think that, but honestly, I was waiting on something to happen.
Yeah, or really like grab her hand, right? As she's standing up and like do a little pull kiss. Like something,
like spice it up, but you know, please. He's a gentleman and Melanie is Melanie, so we're taking it slow. But Common would have did it.
He had her almost in the hot tub till her kid ended up in the hot tub.
Davy ruined everything, but maybe it's for the best here.
Wish luck, Kumar. Oh my god, but yes, so. That is where kind of right, like where we end it, where they really bond over being empty nesters eventually, but being single parents first and really trying to figure out what this next phase of their life will look like. So I appreciated it. I think it's a grown up conversation. It really brings in like a multi-generational audience. Chef's kiss, but also kiss. Real kiss.
Yeah. Kiss.
Do it.
But he's a player. He left that birdhouse on the doorstep, like, you know.
Oh,
so your nest doesn't feel so empty. That's what people say when they trying to move into your house. Melanie, this man didn't put he been putting in work in this home.
He literally built his own home. He's like, oh, I'm gonna end up here.
He's moving in. I'm sorry, Mohan, you're out.
No, Mohan knows that they deserve happiness. Mohan's cool.
It's true, but Dress ain't slick. I'm the same way. Like I've been looking around like, oh yeah, this is nice. You know, it's nice. Yeah, I like this. You need me to fix something else in our bathroom?
Birdhouse. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I picked this bathroom, this birdhouse. It's purple and gold. I wonder why.
Just so you think of me when you get lonely. Is my number on the bottom?
Right.
Maybe. I don't know.
Also, I left my cell phone and my shoes over here and my toothbrush.
And my clothes, actually. And my dignity at this
point. I'm actually not leaving. So
I actually made a cutout for me in the wall.
Would you like breakfast? I'm making it in the morning.
Correct. How do you take your eggs, rather?
It would have been me and Lynn walking around the house the next day.
Oh my god. Okay. And we know that this actress is not opposed to being a mess.
Y'all,
that's why.
Did y'all watch? I said, yeah. Did y'all watch The Outlaws? Because Sasha, I know you watched it.
Yeah.
Were you shocked by Nelany and The Outlaws?
No, because I meant to like text this to you when y'all were. So she's been in a few Bollywood movies. So that's how I know her. And she's played like a. And they're on Netflix too, but she's played like the American. The loose American, the fun American. So that's why I was like, no, it makes. But then, you know, I almost like only see her as a mom now. So seeing her in Outlaws, I was like, oh my God.
Right. Clutching pearls. She was trying to get it.
And she could have.
Hell yeah.
Come on, move aside. There's a look, new sheriff in town.
I didn't know. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had no clue. I see you now.
And you were in your common bag being like, Miss Vishwa Kumar.
Yes. I couldn't even say her damn name. I was trying to sound it out.
You were shook. Like, you were shook.
Yeah.
What? It's okay. But yeah, watch The Outlaws if you want to see more of Nalini. But yeah, so I'm saying is like the actress Poona Jagannathan, like she's into it. Like we know it. Mm-hmm. So what's up? You know, like come on, Mr. Ramos.
Make a move.
But either way, a TBD for now. But we the sluts that we are would be like oh my God. But actually, if I was in a flirting situation, I'm horrendous. I could never. I would crumble.
Not me.
I would crumble. If someone tried to flirt with me, I crumble if I actually like them.
Oh no. I am a menace.
Let me not like somebody. And I'm the number one player ever. But
and for me, this is where we differ. Because for me, if I see that little glimmer in your eyes, I'm like, ha, gotcha. The moment Nelany said, I mean, you leaving so soon? I'd have been like, gotcha.
I'd be like, never leaving. Yeah. Never.
Yep. I would have probably just pulled out a chair and sat down. Like, oh, well.
You pulled out the bed. Even. What do you mean? Oh God. But yeah, so TBD, but I'm excited. I like it. Like I said before, I'm surprised that he's not white. Thank God. We made it, everyone. So that's where we leave Nalany and Mr. Ramos. And now back to our fools that are here. So then we it's now time, right? I love that the school, Chappelle, and this is where you have to lead, but this school, Sherman Oaks, loves to act like they're flops or they're not as good as other schools. How many high schools are getting all the Ivies showing up at the damn college fair?
Yeah, and the counselor says, oh, well, I mean, we got some really cheap tickets. Okay, my school didn't put nobody on a plane at any point.
I want to be very clear. Same.
If I got on a plane at my high school, it's because I bought the plane ticket. And I never got on a plane at my high school. I actually had never been on a plane until I got to college. But there were people who got sent to, like, you know, competitions and stuff like that. And I want to be very clear. They paid their own way. You do not go based on...
Or you have to fundraise.
Right.
Selling chocolates. Yeah.
Selling those world's finest chocolates. Shaking the bucket. I used to hate shaking the bucket. Man. But you know, like you're like down on the side of the road.
Yeah, we unlocked a horrible trauma here.
Car washing. I've done so many car washes. So many of those.
We never did car washes, thank God. What? But yeah, we did the chocolates. The track team is selling the M&Ms. And it's like, please, why?
That big box of chocolates.
That you have to carry around. And then I end up eating half of it. So my mom has to pay.
Oh, been there, done that. Okay, so yeah, Sherman Oaks trying to act like, oh, well, you know, we barely got any money. We just put them on a flight to like, we put 25 kids on a flight to New York.
And it's like, Sherman Oaks is actually a pretty expensive, like, area in LA. So I was like, your taxes that go to the school are pretty high. Shut up. Mm-hmm. Like, who has a professor at their school? I know I was calling no one professor at my high school.
Doctor such and such at the school?
Yeah, doctor. Be serious.
Doctor? Stop it. This man is a gym teacher who teaches history as well.
Correct. That was mine. Our football coaches were the history teachers.
Exactly. Precisely.
Yep. God, useless. Stop the madness, everyone. I'm just getting so mad at how they're misrepresenting actual horrible high school.
Right. As people who came from those, listen, we are offended.
Right. I can't. But anyway, so then we go from all of that to the actual college fair, because Davey has told Ethan, listen, okay, we can't see each other. Cause like, stop trying to give me a damn hickey while I'm going to class, please don't do this. Or not going to class, going to the fair. Ethan was like, what? You don't want to boss me around in the supply closet? Okay, that's sad, but sure, I guess it's okay. Then Davey goes, and Chappelle, we kind of already talked about this, but she sees a long queue because we have zoned in on Princeton. Mm-hmm. And the rep happens to be an Indian woman. All right. And I said, time's up. This is what wrecked your future means. Yeah. It's over. Like, there's no way she's getting any grace from this Indian woman. And I'm sorry, like, people can think I'm rude to my self-hating Indian or self-hating like South Asian. It's the truth, and you be serious. You know, okay,
it. Yeah,
like, yeah, like, stop. You... exactly. I mean, you have seen like, it.
Stop playing me. Yeah.
Yeah, like, I got receipts. But yeah. Anyway, so I knew it was gonna go bad. And then Davey goes, since she's Indian, it looks like I can now cut the line.
Yeah, this is tough, Sasha. First of all, have you ever had experience like this?
No, I think when we were younger, like, it was not, we were not, representation wasn't moving like that.
Right.
And we didn't have no college fair. Like,
even in like academia?
Yeah. Yeah. There was three Indians at my school, and it was me and twins.
Yeah, yeah, it was two families at the school.
Correct. yeah. So no. So it was never like that thing. Even I didn't have any South Asian teachers either, let alone anything else. So the only time, yeah, was like competing when my mom, who's a small business owner, was competing, unfortunately, with the other South Asians, and everyone's undercutting each other. It's horrible. You know, one day, like, when I maybe get $1 billion, like, this is something I actually want to go into. Research. Yeah. Like, yeah. Why are, I don't know if it's immigrants, I don't know if it's just Indians, but like, why can't we help each other out like other minorities do? Like, what is this scarcity mentality that we have immigrated with? Because we're not like this in India. Like, in India, you're walking down the street and you're like, can I get help? Everyone's helping you.
Yeah.
So, what happens
that's a good point.
When we come here?
That's interesting. Yeah, because Davey sees this and Davey instantly is like, oh, yeah, I got this. Like, this is my help. Like, I'm about to skip the line. I'm about to talk to my homegirl. But even if you think about the last time Davey had another Indian person that showed up. I mean, when Anissa showed up, it was like Davey initially was like, okay, who's the Indian girl? You know, like, oh, she cooler than me. Oh, she got, you know, she's swaggier than me. She got dudes, you know, like she's an athlete, blah, blah. And Davey had a little haterade in her cup. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And so I don't know. I honestly don't know, because this is not my experience as a black man.
Exactly. When I see another black man, I'm so jealous. It's so cool.
Yeah. When I see another black man, I might kind of be like, okay, what are we going to do here? When I see a black woman, oh no. Like, especially an auntie. Listen, a black lady, an older black lady, I'm probably not going to skip the line. Now, Davey's a wild girl.
Yeah, okay? Listen, we know that this is, unfortunately, a fool.
Yeah, she's also a crackhead.
Yeah, she's an idiot. We know.
Yeah, but I'm not going to lie to you. You give me, like, somebody's grandma in line, somebody's aunt in line, I'm about to go up there. Hello, ma'am. How are you? Oh, man, I love your hair. Da-da-da.
But
I'm
smoothing. She's gonna be partial to you. Get what I'm saying?
She's like, about to, yeah, I know I can work happen. It.
Yeah,
especially when it comes to college, and I think they also come from underrepresentation of black men in college.
That's true. Okay,
like black women go to college at faster rates than black men. Mm-hmm. But like, as a black man in college, I think a lot of I went to a historically black college. Yeah, but I think a lot of that is like, you feel like this person, it has enough struggles. I need to help them, you know? And like, so that's why I'm always like, yeah, if it's a black woman, normally I feel like, okay, I might have a little something going here. And please don't let me answer the phone. It's a customer service rep. And I can tell that they black. Oh, it's about to be a wrap. We laughing, joking and everything. Cause I know, oh my God.
Meanwhile, Indians, will be like, my name is Bob. I don't know what you're talking about. And we're like, we literally hear the Hindi in the background.
You're like, I can tell. I can literally tell.
Like, yeah. I can hear it.
Yeah. No, I can hear. And it's going to sound horrible. Whatever. If you're black and you listen to this, whatever. I got receipts too. I can hear if I'm talking to a black person on the phone. Yeah. I can. Even if they out there putting on their whitest customer service voice, I can hear it. Because I got the white customer service voice. Yeah. Now, okay. I can hear it. And so when I hear it, especially don't let the name kind of get me either. Oh, Hakeem? Okay. You know, like, all right.
Yes.
Right. Lakeisha, huh? Okay. Cool. You know, like, it's
Keisha,
not like,
not even just,
yeah, not Keisha, but yeah. Lakeisha. Oh, okay, cool. And then, like, I let her do her thing, and I'm like, Lakeisha, go give it to me straight. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's talk. And, like, you know, give me, like, how long this process is going to talk? And then you could tell her guard card coming down a little bit, you know? And that's what you do. And so I was with Davey. When I saw the other Indian woman, I was like, yup, Davey, get in there, do your thing. And then it was a combination of, like, it didn't look like this Princeton rep wanted to give Davey any leeway, but it also felt like Davey was not giving her any room for any leeway either. So I didn't know what to think until I started to talk to you.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. I'm not disagreeing with anyone that Davey's moving mad. Okay, she's reckless, fool. But I just feel, and this is from an outsider perspective, that, like, I've seen, especially black folks, because I think that's who have been around the most. Mm-hmm. Would be a little bit more like, baby, I think, you know, like, I think you should go to the back, right? Like, a more loving and more nurturing, especially black women, I think, are more nurturing of their community, right? And I mean, there's a lot of white supremacy habits into that too, but the point is, like, seeing that versus, like, I think seeing an Indian woman, I was like, I don't know, man, I don't know, because and just, I think her body language to where Davey never felt like, oh, you're just like an overeager Indian kid. Let me give you a second to, like, gather yourself. Honestly, how the Columbia rep, a black man, did for Ben.
Yeah. 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 Oh, yeah. 100%. Like, I've been.
That's that what rep. I was wanting. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've been that rep for sure. Where if you've been working in education for a while, you know those kids. You know the kid that has stressed himself out. You know, especially the racial minorities. Like, you know the ones, right? Who, like, hey, you need to calm down. You just need to breathe just a little bit. Just give me a second. And I'm able to, most times, be like, hey, give me one second. Hey, boy, I got you. Like, if it's like a black kid that I can tell come from the same neighborhood as me type stuff, then I'm like, hey, hold on. I got you. Give me a second. And then I'll handle whatever business. And I'm like, hey, then afterwards, I'm telling them, like, hey, you can't do that. You can't move like that. Like, that's
what I was hoping. Exactly. Yeah, I think that's what I would have done, right? To another Indian teen. I would have been like, I got you. Can you go to the back of the line? I will make time for you. Don't worry. Right. Right? Like, I think I would have said something like that.
Right. Yeah. That's when you're making the eye contact, like, I got you. You know what I'm saying? Like, hello. Chill. If you stop it, I can do something for you if you stop it. Cause now I got to clown you in front of all these people.
Yeah. Cause now I have to be like, fair is fair. And we don't want that. That's not right. Cause I don't want fair is fair. So but that's where I felt like there was a disconnect as an older, you know, men, like, Indian mentor. I felt like that could have been that moment, but instead I feel like we very much went into the other trope. And again, I understand Mindy's baggage, right, with all of this, so I can see why this was written this way. And again, I'm not here to, like, I'm not defending Davey. I'm just saying, I think as South Asians, we just gotta be better with each other. As Indians specifically, we just, I don't know what the competition is. It's weird. Let's get out of that white supremacy habit. So Davey does go to the back of the line. And again, I just feel like she was wrong. But then when she comes to the front of the line, Akshara is still not about it.
Yeah. She's like, I gotta pick one kid for Princeton out of this whole school. And I'm sorry, Davey, it's not gonna be you. You were annoying to me in the first 5 minutes. I'm not gonna give you a chance, which is sad because, you know, people mess up. You want to give people grace, but then also, like you said, sometimes it feels good to look out from people from your same background, you know?
Yeah. And like I said, who else is gonna do it for us?
Right, exactly. As minorities, you gotta feel like you have to sometimes. Like, okay, like you gotta uplift these people because a lot of times you don't have those things, those extra, you know, anything to break down those barriers. And so, this sucked because Davey flopped. She legit just flopped.
No, she embarrassingly. Okay. Mm-hmm. And again, I want to make it clear. We are not saying give her the spot. We are saying be a mentor in that moment to this like stressed out child who has mm-hmm. obviously taken all these AP classes, right? Like you, everyone that has worked with teens knows this person. So it's mm-hmm. like, why not just give them the breath they so like deserve, so rightly deserve. Mm-hmm. What is the reason yeah. for this like animosity, I feel?
Yeah. Like I said, everybody's not gonna be, you know, that person where we actually like will do those things. But when you get mm-hmm. one, it is nice. It is very nice to have somebody who looks like you, who will look out for you in those moments. As a Black man, I always tell people like, you need to find a mentor. You have to. And so like, even in this moment, I'm thinking, you know, Davey, this is supposed to be your rep. You know, like mm-hmm. when you meet her at that point, this is supposed to be your bond. You're supposed to be like, oh, I was texting her last week. You know, she came over to, you know, she talked to my mom on the phone. Like you are supposed to be schmoozing this person to the highest degree because they got you. You know what I'm saying? Like it's supposed to get there. Davey just, I mean, dear God, she just fumbled.
Yep. I very much agree with you. And again, this is where I don't understand how these like, if you're so smart and Davey's not socially like F, right? Maybe mm-hmm. she's a C, I feel like socially. So you should know enough.
That competitive spirit.
Yeah.
Kicked in and she just thought like, I got this. She convinced herself when she was like 5 years old that she's going to Princeton and she'll never let it go.
Yeah. And it's just, I feel really sad because you would think that then maybe she has a college prep counselor who would just be like, this is how you talk to college reps. And it's not showing off your stupid things. I don't know. And in season one, remember that white man at Diwali was supposed to be that college rep, but I guess she messed it up with him. So that's why she has no one else, I guess. So, yeah.
She be messing stuff up.
Like, I'm tired. She's wrecking her future from jump. We saw it. So it is what it is. She waits in line. But then she finally does say, Akshara, please. Just like, can you get lunch with me at least?
Yeah. And she had talked to Ethan and told him what would happen, right? And so she told Ethan, like the rep was not feeling me, blah, blah, blah. So that's when she goes and she gets the, she gets the okay to have lunch. And Ethan does a pretty cool thing. He comes over to the table and he's like, you know, this is my girlfriend and she's the best, she's the smartest, and I ripped this poster off the wall to show you that she's at the top of our class on the honor roll. And I'm just like, that I ripped the poster off part is like, okay, don't vandalize things, but also I get it.
Yeah,
took a picture of it, take a picture of it on your phone, it's okay, it's 2023. But you know, that's what the bad boy does. Now later on, I was shocked when I saw the plot twist.
Oh my God, I'm so tired of Ethan. Because again, Ethan's trying. He said, do you want me to slash your tires? Davey says, no, I'm not going to do that. Like, thank you, but no, thank you. So she's almost like he's not listening to her. Because then we'll get to the plot twist, but she says, no, she says, don't mess with it. But of course not. Because then Akshara and Davey do have a nice enough conversation. I feel where I think Akshara does have like some advice for Davey, but I feel like she could have gone further. But am I being harder on her?
This is our child, Sasha.
Yeah,
that's why we're being like, anybody who looked crazy at Davey, I'm like, leave her alone. Leave her alone. Give her what she wants. She deserves it all.
Ugh. And I think they like, this is where Davey finally gets to be herself. She's like sharing who she is. She's like, yeah, I'm dating that hottie right there. Like, Davey, stop. And I think it's beautiful. They have a nice moment, but you could tell by Akshara's body language that she's not, it's just not it. You fumbled the bag, I guess. Ugh.
And Akshara even tells her, I dated an Ethan too, but look, when you get to Ivy League, they're not going to be there. So get this out your system.
Which I can't. You're telling me all these rich legacy kids.
They be trying to be that, but they.
You're right, because they're still like the crew neck. They're in crew bad boys. You're right. Yes,
they're jerks, but they're not.
Yeah.
Ethan needs to be. You know, he needs therapy.
Yeah, because like their dads will just get them out of anything. Mm-hmm. So they've never had to actually be a bad boy. They're just like a douche. You're right. There's a difference. Yeah. This is why I don't know that I could ever be an Ivy, because I'd be like, where are my people? Where are the ratchets?
Oh, dear God, I wouldn't go. There's no way. Sorry. This is not for me. Not my ministry. I don't care how smart I am. Not going. Sorry.
No, I think I would have been like, where are the ratchets? Not
y'all would have to come get me from there. Like, I would be in tears. Like, what am I supposed to do? What
We'd
am
be
I
Paxton. Supposed to do here?
Yeah, yeah. And he only went to ASU. No disrespect to ASU, but damn. Nope. You know, like, you get there and you like, and that's a quote-unquote party school. You get there and you like, where are my people? Then imagine, you know, being somebody like Paxton or even like me and getting there and being like, where are my people at Princeton?
Yeah, same. Listen,
I'm good.
This is not the Indians I roll with, unfortunately. But it is what it is. Then we just, I can't, right? I'm so tired. Because then we have our other crackhead, Ben, mm-hmm. who is, has now, you know, he's like doing his little spiel to Margot about leadership and power. And this is why Columbia is all about the Benjamins. Then starts having a panic attack. Then runs into an art piece and becomes a minion. As Davy says, did you fight with a minion? Gets yellow paint on himself. I'm tired.
Yeah.
I'm tired of these high-strung kids.
Well, that, and then, of course, we get the more of your favorite storyline, Ben and Davy, because Davy is there. How dare you? Yeah, well, because Davy is there. She, you know, she is able to help Ben out by giving him her shirt because they were roughly the same size.
She has a shot putter's body.
Yeah, well, she has an extra shirt for show, and they go into the restroom and they change in front of each other. And I was like, are we doing this again? Are we doing the will they won't they right now? They do kind of give you the vibe that like there's still a spark there. And
I think Ben was just happy to see boobs.
Probably, but also
that he's seen before.
Yeah, that he's seen before. Yeah, I mean, you don't get tired of them. But then, you know, I think that this is also the moment where Davy admits to Ben that she knows that this was Ben, like, saying, you know, Ben forbidden, you know, forbade himself from talking to Davy. It wasn't Margot, and she gets it, but she also is kind of like, you know, it's kind of sad. But she was still willing to help him out as a friend.
Yeah, she's so cool here. I'm so happy. Yeah. Because I think she's on cloud nine about her interview. So she's
that,
like, I'm happy.
That and she having good sex.
Right. Oh, did that already happen? I thought it happens after. Oh, okay. Yeah, she did have sex in the supply closet. She did boss Ethan around.
Well, no, I mean, that was after, but I'm talking about in general.
Sorry.
In
life. Yes, that's why I got confused. Yes.
She got a stress reliever. I'm just saying. Them endorphins, they hit different.
They actually have been released, unlike Ben. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she does. Yes, they do a little switcheroony. And I don't know about you, but I was on edge that Margot's about to walk in.
Oh, no, I don't be thinking about Margot. I'm sorry. She's like such a non-factor to me in that whole thing. I stopped taking her seriously around this episode because this is where I think the show starts to lay the foundation that there might be something between Ben and Davy still.
Right.
Because even though Ben feels like he's all the way out, Davy still's like kind of like looking at him as a friend. And they've never been friends before. So, I, you know, like for me, you want to be friends with this man now, it's because you still like him. So whatever.
Right.
I ain't worried about Margot.
We shall see, everyone. But I thought she was gonna walk in, but she doesn't. And Ben, of course, calls her a shot putter. And I love Davy because she's like, I'm a slim, thick queen.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you wear the same size.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. So that makes you a slim, thick queen, Ben, as well.
Killed me. But and that's the end of it because Ben does end up talking to the Columbia rep. They have a really nice, like, honest conversation. And the Columbia rep did what I wanted Akshar to do, where he ends up being like, listen, kids always do this. And I am more about the real ones, not these like high strung kids anyway. So they had a nice conversation. And maybe Columbia is going to be all about the Benjamins. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Cut to Davy now, being on cloud nine. She talked to Akshara. She has now helped Ben out, and it's now the time to get hers. So they're making out in the closet, and Ethan shows her. Or no, she just happens to see Akshara's wallet. And she goes, oh, you're not a bad boy. You're a bad person. So she says, I had my sexual awakening. Now I'm having my moral awakening, and we're done.
Yeah, and it's fine because, again, Davey realized it. Her friends told her she was in a sex haze. Mm-hmm. She was. She's out of it now. She's gotten it off. She's got the monkey off her back, as they say. you know, so she, yeah, so she's able to see clearly, like, this is a bad guy. And also, it might, you know, give me a little, you know, like, I do plan on having a, you know, working relationship with Akshara in the future. I cannot have you exactly. stealing from her. Like, so he's out. Akshara's in. And Davey has to go and return the wallet. Now, Akshara did ask Davey, like, why didn't you just, like, hide it in the pot and just take off? Because this could be really bad for you. And I was like, girl, I said the same thing. When I saw that pot, I was like, oh, girl, drop that so wallet on that plant and walk away. Right. Everybody said it. Like, what? But Davey did the right thing.
Or leave it at the front desk and say that it was no one.
I found this outside. You know, like,
yeah. My, you know,
yeah, but she went all the way to that woman's hotel room, and so it turned out okay. You know, she got some cool points from Akshara, mm-hmm. And you know, as long as she stops dating things, she'll be all right.
Yeah, and she is. They have broken up. We're all good, everyone. And then we do get a Paxton quick storyline as well, where Paxton is being bullied by some shrimps, where these short. The bad boy club, right? Ethan's crew, the Hot Pocket, is making fun of him. So Paxton feels really down on himself. And he's like, dang, like, I don't have ASU and I really don't have this either. But turns out Trent gives him the best pep talk of life. And he's like, sometimes when I'm brushing my teeth, I can't believe you're my friend. Ugh, what a guy Trent is.
He be reading my text messages to Ty. Because I legit be like, you're the best person that ever existed. Why are you like, do you still start thinking better of yourself? Look, when you find your best friend that hype you up, you got to keep them around. And Trent, like I said, me and Trent have a lot in common. It's so funny. But even this moment, I was like, oh, yeah, this is definitely a Chappelle move. I'm going to do whatever it takes to let you know that, like, we got this. You know what I'm saying? Sasha, yep. You're really good at that, too. And so, you know, this is just one of those moments where he says, you're Paxton Hall, goddamn Yoshida. You know? And I was like, yeah, you are. And this gives Paxton the drive that he needs to realize that you might be socially kind of out of it right now because you are back at your school after going off to college and being the big man on campus and all that stuff, and now you're not. But it reminds him that he was once the big man on campus and that he has power as a educator, so he can go over there and threaten the Hot Pocket and tell them that he's going to give them detention for the rest of the year if they keep messing with him.
I love it because he said, I loved it because he's like, I now have the power to put you in detention forever. And yes, I have forever. A parking spot to prove it. I loved it. Okay, do we condone bullying? No, but like this shrimp needed it. So I like it.
He started it. I had condoned bullying back. You started it. Okay, yep. So I'm going to finish it.
I condone ending it.
Right. Yeah, exactly. What did you think about the look Lindsay gave Paxton after all of this? Because she was staring at him. But in the moment, I was like, she can't like that just happened. But she doesn't look like she's disgusted.
Yeah, I think she's like wanting him to be better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think that's it, right? Like, I think she's like, oh, you're like finally seeing what I had told you last episode, where they are going to make you feel like shit and you are going to feel like the has-been.
Yeah, but you got to be grown up. You got to be the adult. Like I just said, you could bully back, but these are kids. You grown now. Sorry. Yes, it's only 1 year difference. Yes, you went to school with them last year, but you graduated. You've had a birthday. It's over. There's a clear division in you know that you. I'm sorry. You aged out of that demographic. Now you have to move on to other things. Cool. But yeah, so I was just kind of watching her move because initially when she came on the screen, I thought, you know. Like, why is this woman here? Is she potentially Paxton's love interest? Is there any room for Paxton and David? Who knows? But in this moment, I was like, she doesn't look like she's too happy with Paxton. So who knows?
Yeah. And listen, the thing is, I don't think she was, but also she understands he's on his journey. He is only 18 or 19.
Mm-hmm.
So very young. Let him be. Let him have it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's where we end that episode. We are now going to New Jersey, everyone. Which is wild. Mm-hmm. And it's just, I can't, right? Like, this was a weird episode. I'm not happy about it. I don't know what these two teachers were doing. But it is what it is. Because Davey, Eleanor, Fab, Ben, and, you know, the other senior students are now on a trip to New York to visit colleges. Davey's like, listen, tunnel vision. I'm going to go to Princeton. And that's it, which is great. Then with a student, actually, Blair, I forget her last name now. Blair Kwan, which I was like, interesting name. And Blair Kwan is now going to be meeting with all of like showing Davy around at Princeton. Cool, because Davy looks up to her. She was perfect, blah, 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 blah. Fabiola is still hiding the fact that she has applied to Princeton. And she's now telling Davy, I've applied to Yale. So that's where actually I'd like to go. Meanwhile, Professor Warner is like, hello, you should try to get there and try to get into that. But it is what it is, I guess. Try to go see Princeton. Shabal, how can you apply to a college and not even go see it after paying all this money?
I'm telling you, people, these kids be like this. I'm telling you, I seen it. You know, you be like, how, like, even the idea that you want to go to that college and you haven't done any research on it from what we can tell. Davy, you want to go to Princeton that bad, but we ain't heard you say nothing about how Princeton is as a school. You know, you never visited it. Yeah, but you were like, I'm all in. And we see it all the time in real life. People are like, I have to go to this school. And then they couldn't tell you the first thing about it, you know? And so, yeah, Fab has applied, but in her mind, she's just not going to Princeton. So it doesn't matter. She's like, I might check out the school. I might not. But ultimately, I'm just doing this to appease my mom. Been there, done that.
Yeah, but her like hesitation freaks me out because I think she's just scared of Davy. And I don't enjoy that either because I think they're supposed to be like good friends. So what's going on? And it is what it is. So then Ben says, I have to go meet Nepo baby, but actually Nepo nephew, Jerry Seinfeld's nephew at Columbia. So he has his own private tour. Turns out tour sucks because I don't know about you, but when I worked at SF State, this is how I felt, that they're so left and so woke and so awakened to everything in the world that you're just like, am I a Republican? Like, what's going on?
Yeah. This is, you know, I'm very liberal in my beliefs.
Yes.
But at the same time, yeah, liberals be annoying too.
Correct.
We're you know, me and you from the South, we're so used to dealing with annoying Republicans. Right. That when you go and you're around some snooty liberals who are like, oh my God, I know everything. I'm so woke that I can't do anything wrong because I gotta one up you all the time. You know, like this, you want this, but I want this because it's better than what Olympics. You want. Because you know, exactly. And so yeah, it was interesting to see that on screen because yeah, if you are on the other side of the political spectrum, you probably feel like that all the time when you're looking at liberals. But for me, as somebody who be hanging out with the liberals, I was like, I would not hang out with y'all. You know,
no.
But I think what it came out to be was that these were college students who were trying to outdo each other. They were having a pissing contest about academia. And Ben, who normally would be that person, at Sherman Oaks, he is that person. He is showing everybody up and trying to throw in his face, you know, throwing everybody's face, their academics and stuff like that. Here, they're just outbidding Ben, and that's why he's really upset.
I love it. It's so bad.
It is really
I don't
bad.
Understand. He can't even, he's so paralyzed that he doesn't even know where is the best sustainable vegan place to order from. And they're like, dude, chill out. We're just talking. And this is where I was like, right, it's because it feels like something you're trying on instead of living.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, Ben, those don't have to be your friend group when you get there. You know, even
can't
though.
Handle it.
But even though, that's definitely like the friend group he would have. Like, this
that's what I was going to say.
Stop it.
And Ben, we do see later on, these are the type of people he hangs out with.
Yeah, this is people. He is just in his head. That's all it is.
When you go from being big fish in little pond to little fish in big pond, it's a big shock. So here Ben is. So Ben is like, I'm bummed out. He ends up coming back to the group because he's like, actually, that wasn't it. I don't like it. But he's not sharing with everyone because he's so fake. And he's like, oh, it was amazing. Blah, blah, blah. It's such a great time. Shut up. But sure. And in the meantime, this is the most heartbreaking story of I feel like the whole season almost, where Eleanor is also excited because she has an audition with Juilliard, which is a huge deal. Mm-hmm. And she is getting ready for audition. Fabiola's with her because, you know, Fabiola don't have nothing else to do because she's not going to the actual school she applied to. So she's with Juilliard, with her bestie, and Eleanor overhears them clap the panel clapping for another child, or another whatever interviewee. Mm-hmm. And she gives a really beautiful speech, not speech, but monologue. And they don't clap for her. They just said, thank you. Come again, basically. And Eleanor knows what that means.
Yeah. I was very impressed with Eleanor for reading the room. Mm-hmm. Because I think it really is hard to be realistic in these moments sometimes.
Correct.
Yeah. But I think also Eleanor... Yeah, she did her Uncle Vanya, her monologue or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it felt like she did a good job, but she could tell, like, they're not feeling me. Now, I was shocked that she says, y'all could just tell me. Give it to me straight. And,
right.
And I'm just not used to it. And as I said, these kids are maturing. Because there's just not a level of realism that I've ever seen from Eleanor to just be like, look, I felt like that went fine. Y'all obviously aren't feeling it. What's up? And okay, cool. But you know, Eleanor, what she took from this, she got the wrong lesson out of this, mm-hmm. right? They told her, like, you know, you'll find another path. This just might not be it for you right now, but there are other ways. Look at Flo from Progressive. But what Eleanor heard was, you suck and you're not good enough for Juilliard. That's when she goes back and tells her friends. I was like, no. That's not what they said. But so I was like, yes, she had the realistic moment in the mind where she could tell, like, okay, I didn't knock that out the park mm-hmm. the way I wanted to. They weren't feeling me. But then she went back to little kid mode and thought, like, you know, because she didn't get that positive reinforcement, that they also hate her. And I just refuse to believe that's the case. Especially because in order to get an audition with Juilliard, they probably already saw you.
Exactly. You know that what I'm saying? I agree with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's no way you walked into that room without them people already knowing kind of your vibe. I just don't see it. So, yeah. I just don't see it. So she was just being really hard on herself. And that's why it's so heartbreaking.
Yeah. And I feel like our characters deserve better. Like, why do these people constantly have to, be in the shit, right? Or be in the trenches to then make it out? Can't they just be happy? Can't one of them be happy?
Can we have anything?
Like, damn.
We sick of it.
I'm tired of it. Okay. I'm going to fight everyone. Yeah. So it's just, yeah. So it's a wild moment, but you know, I guess they maybe want Eleanor to stay in LA, and that's why I don't know the reason for this, but it is what it is.
As long as we ain't got to meet her raggedy mama again.
Foreshadow.
Yeah.
We've watched the season, obviously, everyone.
I hate that lady.
Me too. She's a horrible person. Then the big one. So now our girl goes and meets Blair Kwan, and she finds out that Blair Kwan isn't the same person that she was. She's not high strung. She's not all about school. Instead, she's like, party. Let's go hang out. I knew something was up. Because I was like, no way you go to Princeton as a high strung kid and then just like change.
Yeah, they said she was super A type. She was all getting straight A's. She was more of a perfectionist than even Davey and Ben.
Yes.
Like, she never stepped out of line. It's also, you know, she's Chinese American, so I'm sure that there's like trying to lean into that trope as well.
Yep.
Of like, you know, like these minorities be out here doing, you know, going above and beyond because they feel like they have to. But then we see that once they get a little leeway, sometimes they go a little crazy. Because they just never had any wiggle room to mess up before. And without their parents around, they can explore a little bit more. And so while we do see Blair looking like she's the life of the party, she's like, oh, I'm a part of this class, whatever. Boys are what we talk about here. That's what Davey would love for college to be for her.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, that's not true. But it is what it is. Because then, everyone's really bummed in the hotel room. They can't even get Broadway tickets. So first of all, can't Ben's dad just like hook him up with Broadway tickets? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, Ben's not doing that for everybody else. He's just not that kind of kid.
Yeah, that's true. He's very selfish in that way. So whatever. So apparently this is okay that the chaperones just bounce and leave seniors in hotel rooms alone watching Moulin Rouge.
What crazy hell? And I'll get back to that. But yes, this was nuts.
Yeah. And because then it gets worse. Because now they learned that Davey's at a party because Blair's like, let's go to my dinner club and party. So Fabiola's texting Davey. They're having a moment. And Fab is like, great. I'm going to take Eleanor to the party to cheer her up. And I love that these 17-year-olds are like, I really need a drink to take the edge off. What?
These kids been drinking for too long. Too long. When Davey got drunk in the Coyote, they were juniors. Yeah. And so, yeah, they've been drinking since they was 15, 16 years old. I worry about the children at this point.
I'm stressed for the children. Stop it, y'all.
Yeah, because they're like 17. We would know if they were 18 because we would have seen some type of big party or something like that for Davey.
Exactly. Yeah.
So they're like 17 years old. But these kids, they turn up because Davey is at that party turning up. I mean, she's taking shots. She's living her best life. Some like college kids are hitting on her and stuff like that, but Blair's got her back. And yeah, this is a lot of partying for these children. I'm
tired of it.
Yeah, nah. Stay y'all young asses out the club.
Even though I was in the club at 16.
Were we in the club?
They didn't ID anyway. So all of that to say, they're now on their way to freaking New Jersey. Which I'm assuming they were probably in Manhattan. So now they're on their way to Princeton. And while they're on the way, and Ben says, can I come too? Ben, what? I thought you weren't friends with Davey anymore. Yeah.
He needed a drink.
You know what? That kid needs therapy so bad.
He does.
Like, the amount of issues he's going to have growing up. Good Lord. So the Mary Troop are on their way to go see Davey. And while all of this is happening at this like really cool supper club, it turns out our girl Blair works there. And she's now, and Davey's like, is this like a co-op? Davey, your privilege is showing. Stop.
Boy, she thought it was an internship or something. Mm-hmm. Like, what's Blair majoring in? Mixology?
Do you know? Because that man was like, you're not in uniform and you're not behind the bar. You're fired.
Blair was doing a lot, though. Come on, man. You on the clock. She on the clock and went around the bar in her full ass regular street clothes and just started pouring drinks. Lady, are you okay?
No. No. She is in a blender with her own life.
Yeah, she in hell because you're doing all of this to impress a high school student. She later tells Davey that she even decorated her apartment to look like a dorm room because that's how committed she was to the bit.
And paid her 50-year-old roommate to wear a backwards hat. Stop the madness.
Yeah. Hello, fellow teenagers. You know, first of all, Davey can respect that because this is something Davey would do, right? Yes. She sees a lot of herself in Blair.
And been the through line the whole time as well.
Yeah. And so these are Davey's hype shenanigans. It really is. But yeah, that girl was tripping. And so, yeah, I'm not surprised that she got fired. But Davey took it well. I mean, she, Blair explained it to her that she had a wild freshman year and things didn't go well. And I know that you and I had some times in college.
Woof, woof, woof,
so
woof.
I cannot judge.
I would never apply to these kinds of schools. I'm not dumb. I know who I am.
Exactly.
Please. All right. So, Davey, explains how like academics are hard and that life gets in the way. And she was actually already burnt out in high school, which again goes to like what you were saying. If we keep pushing these kids to be perfect and be whatever, it doesn't work and it's never going to work. So Davey understands and she's like, but now that means I'm not good enough because if I'm just like Blair, that means I'm gonna flunk out. And she's already has baggage from Akshara. So this is only gonna make it worse for her. So while all of this is happening, Davey says, let me call Paxson though, because I should apologize for judging him. And again, I was like, just be together.
He's grown. Leave that girl alone. She a child.
So is he. He's only a year older.
Probably just a few months. How much older is he? Because she act like, the first season, it definitely made it seem like Paxson was like,
he was supposed to be 2 years old. Yeah. Right. Here's what I think. First of all, they're now saying that the first season was freshman year. It wasn't, right? It was always a sophomore year. Yeah. And I think he was the senior then. but I feel like it conveniently changed it.
Okay, I'm just making sure I wasn't tripping, but
I know us going back to check.
Right, we let me rewatch again. Paxton gives some good advice because Davey is apologizing because you know she did judge him. You know, even though she didn't say it, she was like, you know, you didn't give college a shot, and now here Davey is running from college before she even gets there.
100%, and I appreciate it, but Paxton gotta go. It's boys' night. It's Trent's time. So Paxton just says, like, we'll chill when you get back. Hold on to that thought, everyone, because my God, we'll get more of that too. Mm-hmm. I don't understand. And with all of that, the squad is here, Chappelle. They see Davey with her damn bags outside. I love it. I can't get it together. So they're now all really excited because they said, okay, we're going to go in the party. You know, if basically F Blair, it's fine. It doesn't matter. Like, let's just go inside and party. Davey gets the news about Juilliard, which is unfortunate. So now they're trying to cheer her up. And she's getting all the drinks, I believe, and living her life. All of this stuff is happening. But then they finally tell her, you don't need to give up on your dreams to become an actress just because Juilliard's elite ass said you had to. Eleanor said, great, you're right, I'm gonna figure this out. And they start dancing. Davey, of course, like any college girl, gets groped by one of these college students. And Ben comes in and punches him to save Davey. You know, Ben has never thrown a punch in his life.
Okay, to be fair, Ben pushed that man out the way. He did not punch him. Now, Ben got punched back.
Like,
yes.
Okay, maybe.
Ben got punched back, but he pushed that guy like, move, jerk. And I was like, Ben, this ain't what you want.
It's not the smoke you're on. These are college men.
You're not about that life, Ben. But that is the moment. If you want to talk about endgame for Davey, the moment that happened, I was like, I see where we're going this season. Because nothing will make you look good in a woman's eyes like protecting her, even if you lose the fight. If you are willing to go and stand up for somebody in a horrible situation, it goes so far. And so I was like, yeah, this is it. They might not. And they've been kind of like, I won't say flirting per se,
but in their frenemy bag again. Yeah.
In their frenemy bag again. They've been at each other's throats the entire episode. Mm-hmm. Like, it was not in the like, oh, I hate you, I'm not talking to you kind of way. But the every time you do something, I'm going to comment about it every kind of way.
Yes. You know? And I'm watching you every time.
Yes. Because why are you so concerned about what I'm doing? And so, yeah, Ben gets punched in the face. But this is the moment. I was like, yep, Paxton, whatever that meetup you were talking about with Davey, you can cancel it. It ain't happening. This
hang
is,
it up
story now. Yeah.
And I love it. So they do get kicked out, obviously. So it turns out to be Davey and Ben outside. And this is when you're like, oh, are they friends again? Because they have a really beautiful moment where Ben is like, you're nothing like Blair. She was an uptight, very good student. You have had your fair shares of boyfriends, some better than the others, which I was like, okay, good dig. I like it.
Yeah.
And have attended parties already. So you know that how to prioritize studying over all of this. Like, you got it. Which I don't know that it's true, but she's definitely not Blair. I think that part's correct.
Yeah, Blair was perfect. Davey is flawed, okay? In everything. You know, like, academics, she's fine. She's really good, but make no mistake, she had to go get PE credits, you know, like she's, but Davey messes up too. You know, she really does. And then, you know, like, she was not the model student. She's just not, she's very competitive. Yes. But she's not like some genius who never makes any mistake, whose parents are all looking at her to save. Like, Melanie's just happy that Davey's not in jail. You know,
Melanie said, I'm on my own. Eat, pray, love. You gotta move,
girl. Yeah. So, yeah, Davey was putting a lot on herself because she always thought she was a Blair type, which she probably like a variant of that person. But she's on the chaotic evil side sometimes. And Blair has never been over there. And so, yeah,
Davey
has
been on Demon Time since conception. So
yes, been on Demon Time. And so, yeah, so to get to this point, she doesn't have to worry about that, but it does panic her. And Ben is the one who talks her down.
Because they get it, right? And then Ben ends up sharing like what he feels like he's not gonna fit in, And of course, she gives him the best pep talk about how it's just these people are one-upping each other. Hello, like we do. It's mm-hmm. just that they're a little bit older. They're in college level classes. And maybe he only took community classes. So you're not there yet, but they're also all trying to fit in. So again, they do it for each other in that way. They get each other's like smart competitive side, which is why I think the show is trying to say this is why they belong together. We'll see. Even though she was just messaging Paxton and Paxton on her mind too. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. So they're just, I think, happy to be friends again. And Blair does come back out and they wrap that thing up to say like, listen, they found out you were underage. I'm sorry that I couldn't give you a proper tour. While they're trying to have like a little moment, Warner and Shapiro come show up and they are pissed.
Talk about they got a lot of text messages from the students and that's why they came. Why the students, first of all, why are the students telling you that your students have left? Why aren't you there?
Students snitching, but you know,
number one, why the students snitching? Okay, I guess at some point you do have to snitch because it's like they just went off on their own into the wilderness, right?
At night.
At night in New Jersey to Manhattan to New Jersey in the middle of the night. These are children. Like, so yeah, I think you have to say something. Personally, I still was like you, like, why y'all snitching? Let me live my life. But because once you turn 18, that's exactly what you would have done. And
yes,
a mere months away. But again, there is a line between an adult and a child that has to be observed. When I was 18, I definitely snuck out the hotel when we were on a trip, a football trip. And I was in college in the band. And mm-hmm. we went to LA. It was my first time on a plane.
Wow.
My first time going anywhere. And the school hadn't even started. We was like, the first day of school was like after our first game.
Oh
and
my
so,
God.
Like, yeah. And so like the same like Monday, that Monday would be the first game. I mean, or the first day of school. And when I tell you, immediately I was like, so I'm in LA. Where am I about to go? How do I get to Hollywood? Like, I was just like, I got to do everything. I hopped on the subway. I called my mom. I even called my mom and told her what I was about to do. Cause I was like, look, I need you to know that I'm about to put my life in danger. You know, so mm-hmm. that way you can worry, but at least I know that you're on standby.
And if they call you, I'm not getting in trouble.
Right, because I told first. And you better not tell me, because they're going to have to come find me. And what if they kick me out of school, mama? Come on, you got to have my back here. So, yeah, I get that they snitched or whatever, but, I mean, they kind of had to.
Yeah. And they're just mad that they didn't get to, like, sign the get autographs. Like, stop it. Y'all are so embarrassing.
They canceled the trip. Shapiro and Warner are like, we're going back home tomorrow. The rest of the kids don't even get to go to their schools because put Davey them back on that plane and go on about y'all day.
And which is what normally people would have done. You could have mm-hmm. just done an unaccompanied minors, call their parents and have them pick them up at the airport.
Mm-hmm. And the parents would have been at the airport mad.
Oh my God. If someone ever called my mom to say right. that I was out doing dirt, I'm not getting on the plane. I'm getting lost. No. I'm going to find a new identity.
Starting a new life in New Jersey. What are you talking
100%.
About?
100%. Mm-hmm. There are Indians in New Jersey everywhere. One of the families will adopt me.
Yeah. Hey, auntie.
It's fine.
My favorite storyline in this episode was Fab. Because although Fab is struggling, she does. There's a moment where she texts Davey and asks about the academics at Princeton. And mm-hmm. Davey's like, I skipped class. And so even Fab in that moment was like, well, maybe I should go and find out about the classes at least. And she goes. And when they're at the party, there's a moment where they're waiting on all the girls to go to come out, right? To Blair and Eleanor and Fabiola are missing, and Ben are missing, but Blair and Fabiola and Eleanor were missing. And they mm-hmm. say, well, we took a while because Fabiola was talking to the people about how many Nobel Prize winners are on staff.
Yes.
And I was like, or on faculty at the school. And I was like, they snuck that in there. But Fabiola's really actually starting to ask questions about Princeton on the low, because that's definitely something that she's going to look into when she's deciding what school she's going to go to.
And she wanted to know what's the student to teacher ratio. Like, she's about it. She said, I'm in it. All of
since
you users are slacking. Yeah. I'm on.
Fab will be president one day.
I hope so. I hope so. Yeah. I wish we did get like a silly here's where they will be dream from Davey or something. Or because again, I understand the need for these episodes, but I feel like we're wasting a lot of time and real estate on like nonsense storylines.
Yeah. We only got 10 episodes, y'all. And so Here we are.
Seriously. But yes, and we end this episode, of course, with Davy just being so happy that her and Ben are friends again. And poor Fabiola is stressed because she's like, I kind of like Princeton, I think.
She's the only one who actually got to go enjoy her school visit. Ben was in hell. Davy did not even do school and left miserable. Eleanor's audition tanked, but Fab was like, I kind of like it here. You know, a little partying on the side. Y'all seem nice, you know. So now we get to determine if Fabiola is going to ruin Davy's life, which again, why is this what we're doing here?
Exactly. And everyone, if you're a woman of color, make sure you're in robotics because you going everywhere.
The STEM. Do it.
Women in STEM. We love it. And with that, Chappelle, is there anything else we didn't cover?
Nope. I think that's it. This was very fun. I think that these two episodes had me in a blender, especially that first one. Dear God.
Yeah, I think the first one was much worse. Like, the second one was at least like a cute little college episode.
Yeah. The first one, I was like, I need Davy to be chased. Like, she needs to be abstinent, celibate. Never, like, after this, I never want to hear about Davy doing anything ever again. I've seen it now, and I am not okay.
So we'll see. And with that, everyone, make sure you're leaving us a 5-star review to send us out, help us out with that. And make sure you're subscribing to the Never Have I Ever Only feed, even though I can't figure out intros on this feed, but it is what it is. Okay. And with that, Chappelle, where can the people find you?
At Chappelle TNT on Instagram, at Chappelle's _ show on Twitter, TBD. I don't know how long that's gonna last. You know, it'll whatever. TBA. Yeah, whatever. And then on Below Deck, podcasting with Sasha. Big Deck Energy coming soon. And so check that out this week as well. I'm at other places too, but it's all I care about right now. Below Deck, we're doing it.
Yes, and as for me, as always, I will be on the Mess Magnet, where we're honestly talking about Oops All Divorce. Lots of ridiculous divorces and mess this week. So check that out on Robin's website /messfeed and on Everything Is Super feed over on Post Show Recaps. I'm covering Secret Invasion with Jason Reed. We are already also at episode 4. So check that out. Lots of fun. And for everything else, just follow me on Twitter @funsize_04. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Bye.